Spark a conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, education. This is Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven. When we on the air, it's always a lituation. Might talk about some litigation, might talk about some immigration, might talk about some politics, but never talk nonsense. Yes, we on in this live. Watch and listen, it's a vibe. Watch it while you getting high, or you can listen while you drive. Just don't forget to subscribe.
Roll up. I'm trying to get high.
Welcome to Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven podcast with your host, the Mary Jane Maven. I am the producer, the hubby. Follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Show us some love and click that subscribe button now. Don't forget to click the bell so you get notifications and click the like button on the videos.
And now, your host.
That is beautiful. I love that you're able to really break down the meaning of what art is to you, because art is different. It's a subjective thing. It's not just strictly from one person's view. And that's what people need to understand. You can express yourself in so many different art forms and different ways, different medias. But, you know, what it is and what it means to you is most important. So I love that you said that. So was that your first or your second book?
This is from my debut self-published book,
Which
is, as you can see, it's in paperback format and also ebook, and I'm trying to get it into audiobook as well.
Okay. Awesome. So when was that published and how long did you work on the poetry for that?
Well, I had this poetry for like a few years and I added more. And also, I've been researching how to self-publish these books, how to get them out there. The internet has made that task easier. And also, it's a lot of work, especially depending on certain outlets, like, say, KDP, Kobo, Apple Books got certain guidelines, like, let's say, like a picture, like, certain, like, requirements. Within length requirements and also with the files like docx, PDF, EPUB.
Yeah.
Different files. Some will take, some will not.
Yeah. So you have to be diligent about knowing the different ways that things will be accepted.
And also, I realized that being an author, it is a business, especially when it comes to marketing and promotion.
Yeah.
But I have a company that's been helping me with that. It's called Precious Digital Marketing Agency.
Okay. And you feel good about that because, you know, there's a lot of companies out there that, you know, will try to take advantage of talent. So, but I feel like you do your due diligence. Yeah.
Do your research, and it's legit. They've been a big help to me.
Good. That's fantastic. So tell us about the second book that you published.
All right. The second book is called Free to DZ. Mm-hmm. It's about freedom, race, womanhood. And this book also has a tribute poem to one of my poetic inspirations.
Who was that?
Maya Angelou.
Nice, of course. Fantastic.
Yes. In fact, can I read this poem? It's called Phenomenal Woman Was She.
Yes. My favorite. Please do. Please.
All right. It's inspired by Phenomenal Woman, a poem by Maya Angelou, and all credit goes to Maya Angelou. She was known for not having a supermodel size. She was a caged bird who was used and abused. I understood why that bird sung, in spite of everything, till she rose. She was also known as Miss Calypso. A phenomenal woman was she. Thank you.
Beautiful. I love that. Phenomenal Woman is probably my favorite, my most favorite piece of poetry.
In fact, I probably remember the first, one of the first poems I probably ever heard growing up was, there was like a commercial, it was either for McDonald's or or the United Negro College Fund or NAACP.
Mm-hmm.
And the poem was called Still I Rise.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a fantastic one as well. You know, they don't tap into, I think, in K through 12, they don't tap into the beautiful, words that were left to us through poetry, you know, through Langston Hughes, through Maya Angelou. The list goes on and on. Yes, they should. 1,000%.
And speaking of Langston Hughes, I remember a poem that my sister had a remembrance for like a Black History program. Mm-hmm. It's called, that movie Great Debaters, Denzel Washington recited poem.
Called
To America, they won't let him sit in the table with white people.
Yeah,
they make him like sit in the kitchen. The company comes. He's talking about, but I laugh, I eat, and I grow strong.
Yes, yes. You know, we as African Americans, Black people. I don't like to say African Americans. Nothing's wrong with that. But we're Black, okay. So as Black people, we have such a story to tell. We have our own narrative, you know, to deliver. And the platforms that we have now, like you just mentioned, the internet makes things a little easier. We have the platforms and the ability to tell the stories ourselves. And, you know, we have a lot of inspiration to look back upon and see how, you know, they were able to pass the message. But now we have access like podcasts like this. You know, somebody can be putting their poetry online. Somebody can create their own movies or TV shows or, you know, songs. It allows for us to tell our stories and to get the narrative out there the correct way. How do you feel about using your talent to get your message out? You know, let me say this a different way. What message overall would you like your poetry to portray?
I never really thought about that. It's just, I wrote about like different topics.
Okay. So you just do what speaks to you. It's innate. It's something natural. Okay. That's even more beautiful. Organic.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. Okay. So what are your plans for the future, for the immediate future? Anybody that is now going to become a fan, they're going to want to go and purchase your books. Maybe they want to contact you to find out how do you self-publish? What's coming up in the future to provide further inspiration?
Well, I am working on my third book right now and researching for more, for other books that I'm working on as well. So I won't get sued.
Yes. Got to do your work properly. Make sure it doesn't sound too much like somebody else's or anything like that. Yeah. Yeah. Because that can happen. You can get an idea or, just a moment of inspiration and not really realize that that inspiration maybe derives from a movie, a TV show, maybe a book that you read. And so you have to be very conscious of that. So I give you kudos on doing that too.
And learn more about public domain.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Explain a little bit about that. What is it that you're looking into that?
Well, I remember there's like certain kind of books. It's law books or whatever called NOLO.
Mm-hmm.
It's the public domain. Like after, like the copyright ends, like over 70 years after, like the artist's death, it goes in the public domain. For example, that's why you see so many remakes of Shakespearean plays.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
A Christmas Carol.
Yeah. So. That's a good point. If you guys are noticing that a lot of things that, you know, the production of them, the monetization of them were limited before, now you're seeing more access to that because, like you said, it becomes public domain. So anybody can go ahead and make content based off of that content.
There are certain Christmas songs that are in public domain and there are some that are not in public domain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Similar, I'm glad that you mentioned that. Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas. That's one that she's definitely protecting. And I think she's put you know, a good limit. Like, I think it was 100 years. I'm pretty sure I read something about it so that she could protect it well after she's long gone. But that's important to be able to protect your art. Mm-hmm. In whatever format it is, to protect it for as long as possible. So I want to give you kudos on that as well, Waterfall. I mean, you are providing a lot of inspiration, a lot of knowledge to those people out there that feel like they're just swimming, like they're just paddling against, mm-hmm. you know, a strong current, and they don't know where to go or what to do. So you're providing a lot of nuggets of good information that I hope that the audience is gathering from, and that if you guys are looking for, you know, further contact with Waterfall to speak with her, to tap into the expertise that she has. We'll make sure, like I said, that all of her content or contact information, mm-hmm. all of her social media, we're going to make it easily available for you to get in contact with her. So okay, you are doing the research now to get started on your third book. And anything else happening?
Oh, well, I am right. The book, some of the book is written, but I'm going to do more research to kind of fill it up. It's some of these books I work on, they're like non-poetry books, and mm-hmm. I might work on another poetry book. In fact, I might write like an updated, revised version of these books.
Okay.
And also remember, for authors out there, please do a copyright page on your books.
There you go.
And I very forgot important. To mention, like, and you already asked me earlier about my blog. Well, my blog's called Waterfall Online Art Gallery. I'm letting you know, first and foremost, like, the artworks you see so far are not by me.
Okay.
All the credit goes to the artists who did those artworks. And also, I critique and discuss those artworks.
Oh, nice. That's a different platform. That's a different niche. I like that.
Okay. I'll let you know. It'll be on there.
That's fantastic, though. That's a different insight and a different take on reviewing art. Most people take their platforms to highlight their own, but you're sharing it to share other artists, art platforms, their work. And that's really that's kind of you. That's compassionate.
Thank you.
And to be able, you're doing collaboration that people don't even realize, you know, and I say all the time, and this is one of the quotes that I know a lot of my listeners have heard me say before, collaboration leads to better creativity, which leads to more success, you know. So you doing that is very kind of you. And that's somebody that you want to support. That's an artist. That's a creator of somebody that you want to support because you know they're not about self. So congratulations on that. I'll definitely be tapping into that, especially when you share your own reviews and your own insight on the art. So it is very much like going to an art gallery. When you go to an art gallery, 9 times out of 10, unless it's that artist putting on their own art gallery, it's a curator who is curating these different looks and different pieces of art, and you can walk through and learn about all of them. So that's exactly the service that you're providing with your blog. So kudos on that as well. I'm loving that.
There's a difference between like a museum and a gallery. Yeah. Like a gallery is where like the art's like sold.
Yeah.
The museum.
Yes. Yeah. It's more of that. You're right.
Like more like on display, or maybe
observation, a display, like you said. Yeah. 1000%. So yes, better analogy there. But what better way to go through this and to learn? You know, I think that there's a generation and a movement within, especially Black culture, to become more cultured, to appreciate art more, to learn about, you know, these pieces that are millions of dollars that were painted hundreds of years ago, you know, adding that into our lifestyle. I mean, my favorite piece of art is from The Cosby Show, and I found it in a art gallery in New Orleans. And then come to find out, it's a very popular piece of Black poetry. I'm sorry, not poetry, of Black art.
Have you ever heard of Basquiat?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Beautiful. Yeah. I know Jay-Z and Beyonce talk about him, or Basquiat. So, yeah.
In fact, Jay-Z got his hair like him.
Yes. That's why he's wearing his hair like that. Yes. And they own a couple. originals. You know, that's that good money.
And also, there's like what we're just talking about right now. It kind of reminds me of another poem I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Go Back to Africa.
Ooh, let's hear that. If you don't mind sharing that, we'd love to hear that.
Here we go. In that case, let's pack a few things, shall we? We could use some snacks. Potato chips, peanut butter. Don't forget that ice cream scoop. Let's take all these spices. It would go great on this fried chicken. I'm so parched that I need to quench my thirst. Let's fill the cooler with beer, wine, mint julep, even some Jack Daniels. Hey, we need a playlist for this trip. Let's put in some gospel, some blues, some jazz, some rock and roll, some R&B, some funk, some hip hop, whatever music with drums. Now off to Africa we go. Too bad we damn near took everything. Oh, well, too bad. Thank you.
I love that. I think that's my favorite thus far. I love that. Applause, applause, applause. We will be dropping in. Normally, we have the applause going on, but the producer walked away. So we'll be dropping in. And those, that deserves a standing ovation. I love that one. You should definitely put that out there. You should definitely... Yeah, I would do an audio of you reading that and maybe like do a little animation with it. I think that would go viral, definitely.
I need to write that down.
Yeah.
Let me break some of that poem down. Like some of the snacks I mentioned, like potato chips. Have you heard of George Crumb?
Yes. Yes. I teach my boys since they were four years old. I've taken the time to, during Black History Month, instead of the traditional cookie cutter Black History Month lessons that they give, no shade is and no disrespect, but Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, you can only learn about them so often. So I've taken the ability and the time to invest in my children's knowledge. And every Black History Month, it goes on throughout the year, but especially Black History Month, I make sure that I go above and beyond the traditional, Black figures in our history that they cover. And one of the very first ones that my oldest found, because I would tell them, like, you find one, I'm going to teach you one, you find one. So the very first one that my oldest found was George Crump. And that's because he's 15. He loves to eat. So should not surprise me that he found out about potato chips, but yes, I do know exactly who he is. And people are very surprised when they hear that George Crump was the actual creator of potato chips. Yeah.
Yeah, there are more invented by Black people, but that's going to be really long.
Boy. Yeah, we'd be here and all also, night.
A Black person did invent the ice cream scoop and also the spices and fried chicken, for example. You know, like fried chicken, watermelons, is like a stereotype of Black people. Mm-hmm. In fact, on one of my blogs, Waterfalls World, I wrote an article about that. I don't know if there was like a history behind those two foods.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah.
Like watermelon, it came from a certain part, like a region in Africa. And the fried chicken, like the frying like palm oil, and they season it first, then cook it.
Yes, yes. And there's history in that. Yeah. That's what I was saying. That's my favorite because I got every line, what you meant. I got the purpose behind that. And I love that you're breaking it down because there's so many that don't or have not studied poetry to understand that each line, there's a purpose behind it. So I love that you're educating and you're breaking it down.
Oh, yeah. Also, even though it's not in a poem, but like these two foods, like fried chicken and watermelon, like, if the chicken for like the slaves, they were allowed to raise chicken. They make their food from that. Then when slavery ended, you couldn't read, they know how to read or write, but they do know how to fry some chicken.
Yes. Yes. And grow that watermelon. Yes.
They sold that. So fried chicken plus watermelon equals money.
Yes.
And the reason that became a stereotype is, you know, like money equal power.
That oh, yeah.
You'll get the vote.
Yeah.
And also with the drinks, talking about wine, beer, mint juleps, and Jack Daniels, with the wine and beer has origins in Egypt, which happens to be a northeastern country in a continent called Africa.
Yes, yes, yes. All of this ties together. Mint juleps, that is, you know, something that we drink and we had back in the day. Jack Daniels, that is a Black-owned, really, and created alcohol. But of course, because that's what, you know, the colonizers did back in the day, they took credit for it. We could give a whole history lesson. I have chills and goosebumps because the power behind your words and the fact that they are so purposely chosen and used to give a broader message is powerful. And I love that your insight and the care that you're putting behind your writing is not just saying things. You know, you have a broader message behind it, plus you're educating, which is so important.
Thank you.
Education equals knowledge, and we know knowledge equals power.
Well, my mom is a retired teacher.
Okay. Okay. Yes. So my husband's a teacher. My husband's a math teacher. He's going into his 10th year. Yeah. So it's very important.
Congratulations.
No, thank you to your mother. You know, there's a lot of teachers now that teach just to say that they teach, but they don't really care about the future and the education and changing lives and being an inspiration, you know, to those who need it. They don't do that now. They do it so that they can say, oh, I teach, and, you know, get kudos and pets on the back from their friends. But they really, truly aren't there for the purpose of education and educators like how they used to be. So
this reminds me of a presentation I did for when I was in community college. I took a public speaking course.
Okay.
It was like, it sounds like an affirmative speech. Mm-hmm. And mine was like, teachers should get paid more money. And when I was researching this, I found one of these like publications, like it was a teacher who was living in a homeless shelter and they got to take other jobs.
Yeah. Many of them living on food assistance. You know, just scratching two pennies together, trying to make it work.
Either legally or otherwise.
Yes, yes. And teachers are really just trying to do what this country is built upon, is continue to, you know, make humans that are an integral part of society, that are responsible, that are loving, that are caring. That's what teachers do. And they're like these unsung heroes that don't get the respect that they should. I saw it through my husband teaching through COVID. I got a different insight on what, you know, he does each and every day. And, you know, it takes a different breed for somebody to really, truly be an educator that is truly an educator. Like I said, that's doing it because they love to do it and they want to make that change. Yeah. So,
Well,
you can definitely see the implementation. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, for my kids, it was easy, but that's because we have a teacher and, you know, a parent in a household that held them accountable and didn't just let them use it as a vacation. Like, my husband brought home desks from school. My children were in desks every day. My children still had to dress up in their uniforms still every day. So they were still in that mindset. So,
I would like to say, thank God. When my mom was growing up, when my mom was teaching, she didn't bring desk home.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. Good thing that we didn't have pandemic, though, because bunch of us would have failed. Pandemic
and also,
with like dial up, that would have been horrible.
And there were times like at the end of the school year, we had a cleaner classroom and stuff. Oh, yeah. And also times like teacher work day, you know, me and my sister, we got to stay home. And my mom looked all ticked off at us. Like, we get to watch cartoon TV all day. Work.
Yes. Yeah. That's what we have now. My husband has PD, which is that. And so my kids will be asleep or like, oh, we have vacation tomorrow. He's like, I don't. I still got to be there.
Have you ever heard slap a teacher challenge?
Yes. It's just ridiculous.
Man, it got me scared and concerned for my mom, but she said she wasn't worried about it.
Yeah, because they knew better. So kids only test those that they think they can. They're not going to go and slap somebody that they know and that they have respect for.
Those kids, they don't know their teacher. They don't know if their teacher served in the military.
That part, yeah. Yeah, but you know what that has to do with? Yeah, it has to do with the fact that there's a lot of teachers who don't know how to make that distinction between earning the respect because they make sure that they keep it as an adult-child relationship. There's too many teachers now that try to make it like, oh, we're buddy buddies. So those are the ones that will try those teachers. I can imagine that your mom did not do that. I know my husband didn't do that. So thank God for both of them, because that's what we need.
Yeah.
That's definitely what we need. Yeah. But wonderful. I could talk to you all night, and I want to stay aware of the time difference that we have between here in California and the couple hours ahead that you are. But I just want to, before we log off here, I want you to take the time to take the stage, take the mic, take the light, and share where people can follow you. Share. This is your time to just get everything and to advertise yourself. So let everybody know where they can find you. Just, this is your mic drop time. So you say what you need to say and you mic drop.
Okay. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Tumblr, LinkedIn, Pinterest, YouTube. My books can be found on Amazon, and I'm trying to get them on other outlets as well. If I missed anything.
Yes. And we'll have all of that. She's on all of that. We have this entire time. We've had her Amazon link streaming across the bottom. And then, like I said, in the show notes and everything, we'll have all of her social media so you can get in contact with her. And yeah. So once again, people can keep an eye out for you on your blog. They can look for the new book to be published, you know, your audio book. We're going to manifest it. We're going to speak it into existence. That'll be happening in the next few months.
They're on blogger.com.
Yes.
Or is it Blogspot? Well, either way, blogger.com.
Yes. Well, perfect. I want to thank you so much for your time. The inspiration and the knowledge that you provided this episode is just abundant. It's just overflowing in the amount of information and, like I said, inspiration that you provided. I want to thank you for your time tonight. I want to thank all of you guys for tuning in. Please reach out if you're not able for some reason to contact her or find her through any of the links or in your own Google searches. I'll make sure to connect you all. And this is definitely somebody that you guys want to keep an eye out for. There's a power behind her words. There's a passion behind her words, and she has a purpose to be creating this art for us all to enjoy. So thank you so much once again, Waterfall. Thank you guys all so much for tuning in tonight. Much love, peace, happiness, and joy. Next time.